This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Grant and Danny. Friday, we're going to be at the Casual Pint in Falls Church for a live show, 2 to 6:30. Come on out for our field trip Friday, the Casual Pint in Falls Church. We are brought to you today and every day by our exclusive sponsors, Kondori and Murad. That's the law firm that'll square away your last will and testament or set up a trust for you and your family. Get a consultation with their estate planning attorneys now. KMLawyers.com. Mention us for a discount. KMLawyers.com. We've been talking about Hayfield High School football program. They were banned in the final week of the regular season from the playoffs by the VHSL. Hail Mary injunction, judge rules. Basically on, you know, a technicality until December 5th, it sounds like, that the VHSL didn't have the right to ban them, even though my question would be, then what is the point of the VHSL if they can't determine who gets in or not into their playoffs? I also think, by the way, Fairfax County Public Schools and the VHSL dropped the ball by waiting so long.
100%. So the mistake was...
It's not fair to the kids at Hayfield either.
Well, it's not fair to anybody.
Yeah.
Nothing that the governing bodies did, they failed here miserably to me. But it looked initially, and again, I'm not there, I'm not on the ground reporting, but reading everything I possibly could about this, knowing we're going to have this discussion, it looked like they wanted this to go away. Talking about the senior folks at Fairfax County Public Schools and everyone that was making these decisions, was just hoping that this kind of went quietly. When people kept digging, and more evidence kind of comes out to go, hey, this isn't normal. This isn't what we're supposed to be doing here. Then, you know, the High School Athletic Association gets involved. Then they make the ruling at the 11th hour. The mistake's already been made. This year is lost to me. 2024, this football season, you screwed up. Let's tighten the screws and we'll come back again next year. Now, by acting so late, you're either screwing over the Hayfield kids who are just trying to play football, to your point, if you don't screw them over, or if you do screw them over, then you're screwing over a different group of kids that were supposed to be in the playoffs and playing against different opponents and different stadiums and volunteers and people that are working concession stands. People are getting screwed left and right here, and it's because the governing body couldn't get off its stuff.
There's been a lot of talk that the schools would boycott the playoffs or just not participate. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen, although, you know, that was something that had been brought up in some of this reporting that at least coaches were talking about with now Hayfield back in. Tweets are coming in fast and furious at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Eddie says, high school sports should be about the communities they serve. Private schools can recruit all they want, but public schools should be about their communities. Beast of Uptown, D.C., Christopher says, Hayfield should have been in the playoffs to begin with. Virginia should catch up with the 21st century. All sports of different reasons like academics, athletics, D.C. public schools, you can transfer your kids just like Kevin Plank did with St. John's. That's the idea of it should be college football, just transfer portal. If I want my kid to go play for that coach, I should be allowed to, which currently in Fairfax County is not how it works. It's based on where you live. Let's go to Daryl, who's in Woodbridge on G&D. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? I appreciate you letting me speak my mind real fast.
Sure thing.
I actually know Coach. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I actually know Coach Overton. And one thing I think that is crazy is You actually mentioned it, Grant. If in high school you wanted to go to a different school because of theater, you could go do that. But for athletic purposes, if you think that this person can help you get to the next level, maybe become a better man, whatever it is, you can't do that, which is crazy. And then secondly, like, if you think that he had to recruit, like, he runs a little league organization that starts at, like, five or six years old. They're putting teams in the national championships every single year. He doesn't have to recruit. His work speaks for itself. I think that these other high schools are kind of, I don't know, like, it, to me, is if you outwork someone and your resume speaks for itself and you don't have to say anything, all you have to do is leave. It's not his job to make sure that Freedom High School can field a team. It's not like he left in August. He left in February.
I agree with that. The only thing I would say, though, I think, you know, when...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you leave a school, I would think you wouldn't want to leave your program in shambles, right? I mean,
as a coach, you probably don't. But
you're leaving all your students you've been working with, the young men that you care so much about that you're talking about. You're okay,
People change jobs. It's not his job to maintain Freedom High School anymore.
He did anything wrong leaving, but I'm just saying, like, the idea. Why does he care about the school?
Well, so I know it might be a minor point here, and I know you've given this opinion.
I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, thank you. It's good calls. Oh, I appreciate it. The why is sports different than playing the oboe or something like that? Well, because nobody's getting their head bashed in playing the oboe or acting in the spring musical or whatever, or having a different SAT prep program, or having a different language focus, or any of the academic reasons you transfer. When you have something like this, you've got kids that can't compete at that level, and you've got Mr. 6'5", 250 running a 4.4 bashing his head in. So it's a competition level thing. Nobody's competing in drama. Nobody's competing in the scholastic whatevers. So there's a difference. If your program at a certain school doesn't offer the international baccalaureate, or they don't offer advanced placement type classes or certain things because the facilities aren't there, that's different. If your sport doesn't offer football and you want to go play football, that's different. But this is a different animal here. That's why athletics are treated differently, and they should be, in my opinion.
The other thing I would say is all of the transfers are not count within the county, okay? So if you're transferring to Hayfield from Prince William, you don't pay taxes in Fairfax County for that public school, right?
If you're still living in Prince William.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, I guess technically, I mean, they've got to have the paperwork to make it all work, and maybe it's possible that all 24 students did move and are all now living in that area. And if that is the case, then it's more on the up and up. But I think that's part of the issue, too, is it's not a transfer within the county, whereas like Loudoun County and a lot of counties – they will allow you to choose what school you go to when you live in Loudoun County. If there's room in that school, you can pick what school. You've got to do it before it starts. You can't just hop around year to year. But you can choose. If I want to go to Briar Woods versus Stonebridge, and they have an extra spot for a student, they're not overbooked or whatever, then you can do that. In Fairfax, that's not how it works. But we're talking about, according to, again, the reporting done by Dave McKenna in this story that we've cited a couple times, people who have been living in Arlington or Woodbridge or going to school in Maryland or whatever, I think that would be a part of it is if you're asking, like, what's the drawback or why can't you just go wherever you want to? So that would be one thing. If you went open season, just transfer wherever you want, well, the taxes county to county are different in terms of paying into the school. Let's go to Lewis, who's in Stafford on G&D. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
I appreciate you.
So I was a coach. I'm not going to say the name of the school in Woodbridge, but I was a coach at one of the schools, and we had about 12 kids to leave our school to go play for Coach O at Freedom, and it crippled our program. And the way they were able to do that is because we have specialty schools in Prince William County. Well, with them going to this school, going over to Freedom for their specialty program, that knocked other kids.
Like a magnet program where they could say, you don't offer me, marine biology or whatever?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So that knocked kids out who actually want to go to those schools for athletes. The athletes just took up all the spots. So now these kids have to figure out what else they're going to try to do.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying, like, if they have a magnet program, I'm just making this up, but like ROTC something, right? And I'm actually a kid who wants to be in the military and go to do the ROTC thing, but schools are using that to get the athletes in. You're saying it's actually a drawback to the kids that now can't be in that program who aren't athletes.
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. And that was one thing. Another thing, once you leave Freedom to go over to Hayfield, and no knock to Coach O, he's an outstanding coach, phenomenal guy. But whenever you leave and you leave another school in shambles because you took all the students from one school because they were on your AAU team to Freedom, and then you leave Freedom after two state championships to go to Hayfield, and all these kids up and say, oh, we're going with Coach O. Well, everybody's not moving their family, uprooting their families and going to Fairfax County because a lot of them have other kids that are attending other schools.
Right.
So then comes into play somebody's using somebody else's address.
Yeah, understood. I mean, that's kind of certainly the allegation. But let me ask you, you're a coach, it sounds like, or were a coach.
Yes.
The big picture thought here in terms of should we be going this way in high school football or not? Your answer is what?
We should not be going this way in high school sports simply because it's high school sports.
Yep.
You're having fun as kids. Whenever you start doing this, parents are getting too involved and kids having fun.
Appreciate you.
There's a million layers to that, right? Because the golden goose is the college scholarship, right? Because college has gotten so unbelievably expensive. Do something about that, please. You get my vote. You fix that. Anyway, it's gotten so ridiculously expensive that if you want to be on the college team, you need to stand out on this travel team. You want to be on this travel team, you better play for this guy. And all of a sudden, you got a pipeline of a multi-billion-dollar industry starting for 8-9-year-old kids. And this guy's active in that pipeline. So you heard one of the other callers, and that's something I also was going to bring up. There's this, well, he runs this great program. He started it. He deserves credit for starting it.
Yeah, he's coached them since they're 7 and 8 years old, and they love the guy, and he's a father figure.
Yeah, so I wonder how the pipeline gets created, right? Wherever he goes next, he'll be the Pied Piper, and they'll transfer to that school if he's got to go to somewhere in Manassas or a different part of the state. It just tells you that, like, that's because that's the holy grail at the very end. Parents are going tearing each other apart just to get little Timmy onto that right team.
Let's go to Matthew in Warrington on Grant and Danny. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
My general thought is that this is terrible for high school sports. Being a former high school athlete myself, my oldest son is a senior in high school this year. I would be absolutely devastated if we got halfway through the season and we saw a team that was just smoking everybody. And he plays soccer. So, for example, the mercy rule is 8-0. If they're just 8-0, game after game, knowing that his senior season is going to be wrecked by some team that went out and loaded up their roster, like, that would drive me insane. Like, how many kids' senior seasons got ruined here because somebody loaded up a roster and they got absolutely demolished, zero chance to win, zero chance to play? Like,
I saw him play two times, right, in
person.
Thank you, buddy. First time I went to see them play West Springfield, who's decent. And I'd heard all offseason about all these kids and the D1s, and they're all coming in. And I just wanted to go see good football prospects. I
was saw that. Yeah.
I was blown away, by the way. Yeah. But it was like 35-0 at the end of the first quarter. And that was one of the good teams on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have scored 150 on a couple of these teams at the end of the schedule. And I don't want to pick on high school football teams because who knows who's listening and who's on those teams. But at like Lewis, that's a known school, right? For like, hey, we scored a touchdown. That's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, It's not like at Stonebridge or at Madison or one of these powers.
That's why they're different conferences. Exactly. That's the whole point here.
This is football. Like, we mentioned it. Hayfield won 3 straight districts before this. They've never won a state title in 56 years. And one of those years, they were like 5-5 or whatever. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
it would be like recruiting a list of D1 guys to go compete against the Little Giants or whatever.
Right. There's a difference between the SEC and like the Mountain Valley West Big Sky.
But that's
right?
What I'm saying. Why doesn't, like, and I would hire Overton, by the way, because he's got the pipeline, he's got the athletes, he's the kids love him, he can coach, like whatever. Why don't you just go do that at Bishop O'Connell? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, the private school should be calling him.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah. And frankly, colleges be calling him, it seems like. James in Springfield, what's up?
Great and bad. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Good, buddy.
Who's going to pay the tuition for those kids going to Ireton or O'Connell? So that's one thing. So my thought all along, I had 4 kids that went to one of these schools on the list for 4 years. So I saw a lot of high school football. And it was always kind of maddening to me how underappreciated or undervalued they were as football athletes. This is what they do. This is what they love. This is what they're good at. And there's nothing wrong with trying to develop that. My idea would be a magnet school. Why not create magnet schools for football? Have 6 or 7 schools around the area that this is where the kids want to go.
Like, what's the one James Wood went to in Florida?
IMG?
Like an IMG Academy, you're saying?
Well, that's a special thing. Yeah, but if you had 6 or 7 schools like they do, they have a magnet school. PJ is a magnet school for academics. And like you said, you can transfer all over the county.
But
here,
again, I think that would be fine. I think that,
appreciate
yes,
you, bud.
I don't have a problem with that. That's not what this is, though.
Right. One day, maybe down the line, if there's enough demand, you could do that. I guess my biggest thing is, and there's a lot to this, and it's all alleged. I don't. Who knows what impropriety happened or not, or any kind of what these investigations lead to in terms of, you know, guys being eligible or not. I have no idea. But here, the part that I care about the most that I don't know that everyone else does is this is, with all due respect to the kids, as you talked about, I'm not here to beat up young kids. That's not a great football conference. That's not where the traditional powers in Northern Virginia come from. There are really good football conferences. That is not one of them. The playing field tilted so mightily that it's a health risk.
That according to one of the reports, by the way, the last team they played, I think it's Lewis. I could be botching it, that or Justice, but I think it was Lewis. Basically, was debating whether or not to even play the game.
Multiple times throughout this season, as these teams are trailing by 50, 60, 70 points, they just took delay of games to not have the score run up even more. And everyone's sitting there with their hands on their hips. Who's better now? Who got served because of that?
Let's go to Dave in Woodbridge. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. So I think it was 3 or 4 callers back. He mentioned about the specialty programs in Prince William County. That is the workaround in Prince William County. Like, my son, he's in some of these travel sports, and we hear all the time about certain kids applying to do, whether it's creative writing or whatever, to get in certain schools to either play baseball or whatever else. So that Prince William does have a workaround. One thing I wanted to bring up is the question is, so why did this coach leave Woodbridge? Well, there were investigations going on with quote-unquote illegal recruiting for players while he was down here.
Yeah, they did have two, I think, they had an issue in the past with players ruled ineligible.
Well,
and I think had 2 games that were taken off their ledger or something like that in the reporting I saw.
Yeah, so he had kids that weren't supposed to be living where they were supposed to when he was coaching down here. And then you brought up not long ago the crossing of counties. So what do you got? All these kids living in somebody's basement up across the street from Hayfield High School on Telegraph Road. something's not.
I mean,
adding
well,
up
some of the, I will say, like I saw a video that's been taken down because there are other things said in the video that maybe aren't as ideal for Hayfield. But it was, you know, 3 parents. It was a couple of ladies and a dad, and they were sitting in one of the ladies' homes in the Hayfield district that she had purchased. And her and the woman sitting next to her had bought homes as soon as Overton said he was moving there because they said we're following him. He's going to get my guy to Division I, and I think he claimed at one point in his interview process he's had 50-plus players go D1. Like, he can coach, and they want to be with him. Mm-hmm. So it's not like all of them. Clearly, there were plenty of people that did make the move. There's no doubt about that. We could talk about this, I'll bet, all day long, but it is fascinating, and I think it's a good conversation and relatable content. Grant and Danny, with you on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.